I claim knowledge, my senses. I believe I have the right through my senses to claim truth. Therefore, my words are the things themselves. No I, why? Decenter, why? Moralist. Words correspond to things. Does an object exist which corresponds to this thought? I made a point. That is, he asserts a relating of which relates with, simultaneously. It's logical and linear, like falling over. What I dream, what I fear, what I fantasize, that is action. Fiction is fact, because my story is inevitable. My individual view is irrelevant. All happens without me, despite me. The Minotaur guards the labyrinth. That is a critique of intellectual tradition. The primacy of irrelevance. Relationships put us next to us. Look at us, me. The frame and its significance to us. How rich is this decentered world? Convulsive arisings, convulsive necessities, irrational inductions, human impulse not referenced to time, the unresolved trauma, vast, mysterious conflict, doubles, reflects, repeats, at no point qualify one over the other, all so. Repeat everything, do it again, then again, and be just as emotional whenever. Emotions, my senses tell me, are formal. I use emotions away from myself. They are the lines on my paper. They keep me in place. The capacity of certain events to induce an emotional crystallization. But then to smash a pre-existing structure, rip open the unconscious, extract the laws, administer surgery, pay the attorney's fee. My head. Your head. Can you correlate the personal and social in your head? I have failed to provide my papers. So there's no psychology to complement the social? No fusion? Odysseus and Gilgamesh are just you and me. With different haircuts. Where's my staff? You'll smart when you're beat. What makes you so mysterious? The size of my probing. I speculate my impression is less important than your selection. You're drunk on freedom. Beat yourself. Close the gap between what I know and what I recognize. I know everything. It's just a matter of putting it all together. That's a strange plague that has your head. It makes me barren and miserable. Do tell. In so doing, we cross the boundary. We are unable to distinguish one identity from another. We are family bond bound, and we are possible, primal, possibly primal. At least I think we're primal. It's a possibility. Did you ever have a sister? Don't you expect harmony and symmetry in a structure? This house? It. Do you expect it from this house? I expect it from my sister. And what dear daughter beneath a son would treat a father so? You've washed ashore in the land of the chill room. And little genies, little geniuses, come running down from the tree line on the shore, shouting, "Welcome, welcome, welcome to the chill room."
Shasta's gonna have to sleep outside tonight.
Just in the doghouse?
Yeah, I guess I'd call it that. Here we go. Here we go.
Thank you.
those who trespass against, to thrust the unconscious into the conscious. I support that, but it has to be unwitting. It has to be a consciousness gap, guilt as its own end, where the chains of society first impose themselves, where the demands of society and the desires of the individual clash. Revolutionary ideas have already been said, shown, done, and they haven't changed anything. Maybe they aren't revolutionary enough. Individuality, definition, language, laws, walls, morals. The struggle is vitality. The struggle is vitality. The struggle is vitality. But all is static. Stasis. Stasis. Stacy? Stasis. Stacy? Stasis. Stacy? Stasis. Stacy?
Get along, coach. I'm a fire. La 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 la